Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. Today is March 4th, 2020, and we're going to take a look at the astrological energies of March 4th through the 11th. And the week ahead offers us some supportive turning points in the energies. Isn't that a welcomed relief? We're going to see Venus entering her home sign of Taurus on March 5th. We have Mercury moving very slowly in retrograde right now, back in Aquarius, also a sign of strength for Mercury. Mercury will be stationing direct on March 9th. And then we have the Virgo full moon on March 9th as well. We're also going to see in the week ahead the Sun conjunct Neptune in Pisces. This happens once a year. On the same day, we're also going to see Venus conjunct Uranus in Taurus. Both of those energies will be felt March 8th and 9th. And then we have on March 11th, the Sun in Pisces sextiling Jupiter in Capricorn. And that will be at 21 degrees. So over this next week, we're seeing some developments moving us forward out of the fogginess and the confusion of Pisces season. And it could feel like you've been drowning in the ocean. It could feel like you've been at a loss for what to do, what to say, how to move forward. And I hope that this next week opens up some energies for you that support those stable, practical next steps. With Venus entering Taurus, this is actually the energy that she is most at home in. And that's because Taurus is a feminine energy. Now, Venus is known for also ruling Libra, but Libra is masculine. And Libra is how Venus can share her energies with others in a give and take, in an equal fashion. But when Venus is in Taurus, she really is at her best, her strongest, and she really has the time and energy to put into what makes her feel stable and secure in the world. So when Venus comes into Taurus, we are truly supported in understanding what we need that reminds us of love, that connects us to the vibration of love that we can then absorb in our physical reality. Venus is about the feminine, how the feminine gives and receives, how she relates, how she shows up in relationships, how she shows up for herself. And this Venus in Taurus is about showing up for yourself with the higher level of self-love, self-worth, and self-value. Now, that's going to be strongly accentuated as Venus makes a startling conjunction to Uranus in Taurus at 4 degrees. And I'm getting the visual of this transit over the weekend, by the way. Let's just call it both Saturday and Sunday. And you'll still feel it on the full moon on March 9th. But this is the energy of a shock of something being broken or shattered away. And I'm getting the image of the auric field receiving a jolt of cosmic energy that really blasts away anything that has been too stagnant or stuck in your self-worth. Basically, where you've been denying yourself what you energetically need, what you want, and even that sense of, I know I'm worthy of this. And that can bring up a feeling of, I deserve better. Now, the energy of deserve can sometimes show up as entitlement. And that's not what this is about. This is stemming from a very healthy second chakra, that sacral chakra of feeling a power in your creative forces, feeling a stability in your sense of love. And I'm feeling this as an energy of awakening that opens up what is necessary for you to embrace in yourself right now. Now, as Venus has moved through Aries, she's been more independent, fiery, wanting to do her own thing, you know, in charge, very much a boss lady. And this is a feminine energy that's more assertive or aggressive, that takes action and moves things forward. As Venus moves into Taurus, the energy slows down to that of a calm observer, of stopping and looking at what's truly worth your time, energy, and effort, assessing what you need at a basic level in order to move forward. And I'm feeling like this Venus conjuncting Uranus is meant to bring in higher vibrational understandings of what we haven't seen in ourselves. So it's like this energy of what have you been denying in yourself? And this comes up through relationships, through money, through being acknowledged, through receiving love, all the typical areas that Venus rules. But I feel like in Taurus, this is the inside job. This is the inner work of where you've been denying messages to yourself of what you need, want, and value, of how you feel a sense of self-respect and how you feel a sense of, I'm truly worthy of this. And I feel that worthiness then going up to God, Source, Spirit, the universe, reminding you that you are unconditionally loved. And when you operate from that consciousness, when you operate from that place of understanding, it can shatter away where you have blocked out loving and accepting your needs. So I'm feeling this Venus in Taurus and then conjunct Uranus over the weekend is something around what have you not seen in yourself that you know you really want, and it's a part of your ability to love yourself, but to feel loved. So this is the inner dialogue of self-worth that's being accentuated, that's coming up. Anytime a personal planet connects with an outer planet, it is jolted with higher vibrational frequencies. And Uranus is the energy of shock, awakening, rapid expansion, acceleration. It is the energy of the cosmic downloads and breakthroughs. And it can show you what has to be broken or dismantled at one level of consciousness so that it can be reconfigured at a higher level of consciousness. So this can be a time to change patterns, behaviors, anything within yourself that has been self-denying or limiting, anything within yourself that was glossed over. I'm actually seeing a foggy, steamed up mirror. You know how after you take a shower or a hot bath and the steam clouds the mirror? This is not just removing the fog or the steam, it's a shattering of a perception. And there then feels like this really strong light that comes through. I'm seeing a very white, very yellow, very bright light that blasts through, that is the cosmic download of unconditional love. And the other thing I'm hearing is how this opens us up to more potentials and possibilities that perhaps we weren't aware of, because the universe is benevolent, if that's what you believe, if that's what you choose. And so when you understand how much you are loved, that opens you up to new choices, new pathways of different energetic possibilities that were not available to you previously. So I'm feeling like there's some big jolts of energy coming through, and it's very much about the awakening of, I'm seeing the sacral chakra, that second chakra, which is interesting because like when I go into my head, I think, oh, well, it should be the heart chakra perhaps. No, I'm seeing the second chakra. And it could be that there's been something clogged or stagnant based on your experiences of relationships, based on the messages you received externally or the reality you experienced and how that came in and formulated what you thought you were worthy of or what you thought relationships had to be. I feel this movement around energies shifting in us This is really fascinating because now I'm seeing how Uranus in Taurus, well, Uranus is ruled by, Uranus in Taurus, Taurus is ruled by Venus, right? So there's a strong zap of energy. But then we also have the Uranian energy in Mercury, which is now back in Aquarius, moving very slowly to retrograde back to 28 degrees of Aquarius until March 9th. Then Mercury stations direct 28 degrees of Aquarius and moves forward. So we're actually going to have a good 10 days from March 4th to about the 14th and 15th of Mercury in Aquarius. I'm seeing one of those puzzle, it's like, it's not a puzzle box, but you know those handheld puzzles where it has the different pieces and you, it's like a Rubik's Cube, but a little bit more complex, where you're trying to fit the pieces together or you're trying to move pieces around, and it could be like wooden or it could be these metal circles, or it's like you're trying to solve something. This is the Mercury in Aquarius ability to solve something that maybe has been a conundrum or has been stuck. And the energy is shifting to support the unlocking. I'm seeing like an unlocking of what's been stuck. A opportunity to, it's like to twist something in a different way, and then it unlocks this and unlocks that. Like it's complex, but there's something about it that has to be worked through in a certain manner. A cosmic puzzle, if you will, a cosmic unlocking of energies. Like you have to do one and then two and then three. But I'm seeing this as more quantum. And I'm feeling like whatever has been stuck for you throughout February, March is now the time of seeing something from a higher vantage point that you couldn't see before. And the information is not in your mind. So if you've been searching in your head for it, you haven't received the right answers. It's not something that is solved through the human mind, the human ego, the human process. This is a cosmic solution where the divine is working to move things forward in a precise fashion that's intricate. And now I'm seeing dancing, but partnership dancing. And it's almost like when you are learning a new dance, say the tango or salsa, and they're showing you do one, two, cha-cha-cha, or do this, do this, do this, do this. Like you have to go through the certain movements and motion, and then there's the flow that begins. Okay, so there's this process we've been learning about getting out of our minds and getting into something that is a new step, a new way of proceeding. And it's been very challenging because it could be that you've been in something for a very long time and there's always how you've done it. And it's a part of your ego or your lower consciousness. It's a part of your shadow energies. It's a part of the areas of your unconscious that you haven't looked at. And so spirit has been amplifying something for you to see in yourself that has showed up in your world and limited your experiences of love and limited your experiences of how you thought you had to move through the world. And now I'm feeling it as we're learning some new dance moves. Like it's a repatterning. It's a, and I'm just like looking at how there's these different steps that we're needing to take, but it can be hard to take new steps when you're locked in to doing something one way. So we're raising our consciousness around how we've always operated or how we've always done something. And it then brings up a discomfort of, oh my gosh, I don't feel good at this. I look ridiculous. I think I suck at dancing like this. I don't feel strong in this. It's also new muscle memory that's being developed. And that muscle memory is taking time. It's taking time to develop a new way of approaching old problems. And of course, that brings up the very popular Albert Einstein quote, "No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it." But of course, whenever we're doing something new or learning new parts of ourselves that we haven't practiced before, or something new in yourself that you're just meeting for the first time, there is a time period that requires. It takes ongoing practice and commitment to be at that next level of consciousness, or to develop those skills, to develop that technique, to go to that new place in yourself that could be foreign, scary, uncomfortable, all of that. But what they're also showing me is how we've done this our whole lives. We've always needed to grow and be pushed out of a comfort zone, to be pushed out of a nest. And they're actually showing me the experience of education, of going to school, of what it means to go to a new grade or a new teacher, a new topic, a new classroom, what it means to go to a new level and start again at a new university, college, etc. It's like there's something where we've always done this. We've always been growing throughout our whole lives. And if you can see it on that spectrum, on that continuum, then it will make all the difference, because you'll look back on your life and say, yes, I've always done this. I've always been able to move through these times of change, to step out of a comfort zone, to embark on a new area of learning and studying, and I've gotten through it. So there's something here where they're showing us more about how the cosmic energies work, and they're showing me the cosmic mind, like a giant brain, the outline of a giant, it's a constellation of a brain. Oh my gosh, it's so wild, in the galaxy. And it's like, ah, ha ha ha, look, like your human mind is so small, but look at the big cosmic mind that's created by a constellation of stars in the sky. So they're saying that we have access to more than what we've allowed ourselves to do. And this time in March, this week, it's really important to access this. Now, the Venus energy is strong with the Uranus conjunction. Mercury is strong as he stations direct in Aquarius, which is a sign of strength. Every time Mercury is in an air sign, that's good. We formulate the words. We can finally have the right conversations. We can say what we need to say. It's clearer. It's heard, especially after Mercury stations direct. So there is going to be a strengthening in that throat chakra, in what you need to say and communicate, and even in it coming together in your mind at a higher level, in a higher way. Now, additionally, we also have the Sun making its annual conjunction to Neptune. This is happening at 18 degrees of Pisces on March 8th and 9th. Now, whenever the Sun is conjunct Neptune, it's the energy of, I just need a break. I'm ready for a vacation. I'm ready for something lovely and beautiful. Take me out of this reality. Pisces is where we go to escape the responsibilities and requirements of daily life. It's where we give ourselves downtime. It's where we do something enjoyable and fun. It's the hobby you love. It's music. It's movies. Pisces is associated with Hollywood and entertainment and escapism and those forms. It's also connected with our spiritual growth. So as the Sun conjuncts Neptune in Pisces, we have this really strong energy of connecting to the higher self's vibration that is asking you to remain out of your human ego. Now, this is always one of the conundrums of Pisces, depending on whether or not you have, you know, strong Pisces energy or water energy in your chart, is that the Pisces energy is associated with the duality of our human experience and our spiritual experience. But it's made to focus on our spiritual growth, our spiritual experience. So it's why when you're too much in your human ego or your human will, you could feel powerless, because the Sun in Pisces is about dissolving our humanness, dissolving what separates us, dissolving the ego, rising above it, rising above who we think we are or what we think we have to be. And it reminds us, actually, you're none of that, because you're everything. and you're everything, so you don't need to be one thing. In fact, you are no thing. You are nothing. So it's this crazy experience of trying to connect at that energetic level, but then here we are, you know, needing to eat food and looking at our phones and aware of our jobs or money or family relationships, whatever. We still have our human lives that are very much connected to our self-identities. But the ability to move through Pisces season is the ability to go higher and to look at your connection with spirit. And how is that working for you? And how are you able to surrender to what you can't control? This can be really hard for most people. And it can be really challenging and difficult until you regularly practice it. And you have to practice it at multiple levels of your being. It's the letting go mentally, the letting go of your ego, the letting go of your expectations, the letting go of what should happen or what you desperately want, the letting go of even your emotional body and your fear body. So Pisces gives us that ability to let go of things that can disconnect us from spirit. So here we have this powerful Sun conjunct Neptune, which, by the way, can make you tired or more sleepy. You might have a lack of energy. Actually, I'm going to take that back because I see how Mars is at 15 degrees of Capricorn, and that creates a sextile to this energy. And Mars will bring in energy, the ability to keep moving, to stay focused, and to move ahead. So that strong Mars is helping this energy of being grounded in our physical realities while trusting and surrendering. Now, the interesting thing about Pisces is that if you are not connected to a higher spiritual perspective, you will probably feel more struggle and more of a sense of feeling lost. And that's where the self-pity can come up, the blame, feeling like a victim. Because the Sun in Pisces is meant to rise us up to spirit, rise us up to God, source, the universe, and to go higher, to remember that we don't have to figure it all out. Spirit is here. The divine is present. The divine is here. And are you inviting that energy into your life right now? And that would be one of the most powerful things you can do over this next week. Ask for divine support, spiritual guidance. Ask for any type of best case scenarios to unfold. Ask for the answers you need. Ask for clarity. Ask for a direction. Ask, because this is one of the amazing developments that can happen during Pisces season, is that it can be quite magical. The magic unfolds. Things can synchronize when you're not, this is so funny, when you're not in the kitchen. Okay, so I'm getting the image of a kitchen, and it's like, don't try to go into the kitchen and do what you would normally do, because spirit's in the kitchen. Spirit's cooking up something. Spirit's working on this recipe and figuring out this, what's next, or, you know, working on some new ingredients. It's like, stay out of the kitchen, because you might create a mess that's unnecessary. Now, for those who are very adept in the kitchen and those who want to get their hands into something, spirit is saying, turn around, leave the kitchen, and go play with something that takes you out of your head. So we have a very interesting energy of trying to get out of our head right now, even as Mercury stations direct in Aquarius and we have new things coming in, but they're not coming in from our humanness, right? They're not coming in from our human mind. So we're kind of clearing the slates to be more receptive, to be receptive to what we need to do, to stay open to next steps and understand we don't have to figure it out. So now I'm getting an image again of one of those, it's like the wooden puzzle that you hold to unlock the middle of the puzzle, or however these things go, I'm just getting that image of you, the less you do, the better it's solved. The less you do, the better something gets solved. And that's the magic and the mystery. That's the beauty, that's spirit. So understand how a lot is happening to figure out, solve, move something forward, etc. But if you go into the kitchen and you make a big giant mess, how long does it take to clean up a mess? And then it delays what was going to happen next, and then it pushes back a timeline, and then it switches something up, and blah, blah, blah. So stay out of the kitchen, play with your toys, go do something fun, go to a movie, binge watch whatever is the latest and greatest for you. And that is how you expertly navigate this week and also Pisces season. Now, we also have this Virgo full moon coming up on March 9th. And I have a separate video for you on YouTube talking about the Virgo full moon, which has the very strong energy of healing. And then I talk about it in regards to the coronavirus. And I just want to make it something, relevant and topical to what's happening around the world. And of course, my perspective is not about spreading the fear, because we've talked about this, in a previous episode about how the coronavirus is connected to a level of consciousness. And I feel it actually is very reptilian. I feel it as something very, I'm going to say sinister and dark, that was developed intentionally, and that it is unfolding for certain agendas and certain reasons. And it's important to understand how we are at a place in our consciousness that rises up and above this. Now, it's one thing to be very practical, and that's what the Virgo full moon is saying. Be practical. Wash your freaking hands and do what you need to do to take care of your family and take care of your health. Do what you can. I feel, our bodies are very resilient and very strong. And so do what you can, perhaps with holistic solutions, herbs, supplements, whatever supports your body. There's, of course, various things you can take, vitamin D, echinacea, zinc, colloidal silver, the elderberry, various elderberry drops and liquids, etc. There's a lot we can do to support our body's natural functions. And the Virgo full moon is bringing us into our practical realities of the body, of healing. And it's a very powerful full moon, because that moon at 19 degrees, it's actually at 20 degrees, 20 degrees of Virgo, is receiving a trine from Jupiter at 21 degrees of Capricorn and Pluto at 24 degrees of Capricorn. And this is the energy of something being transformed and decided that supports what the people need. Because in a astrology chart such as this, when you look at like the collective energies, the moon represents the public, the people, and how the people are affected. And so I feel like there could be something around new solutions that support. It's interesting, like, because with Capricorn, I often think, okay, well, what is it about the institutions, the big businesses, the government, those are all the Capricorn structures, right, that we've talked about. I don't feel that's the energy of this particular Pluto conjunct Jupiter and Capricorn. It's something else that I'm feeling energetically, which I know is rather vague, but there is something shifting the fear and shifting what feeds on fear. Okay, so it's almost like they're showing me sugar and how sugar, it tastes good, and there's things that we like, I speak for myself. There's things about sugar that, you can enjoy. But ultimately, when the body is weakened, sugar is not a good thing to eat because it continues to weaken the body. I feel like something shifts around this full moon energetically that supports understanding the power of our energy, the power of our emotions, the power of where we place our focus, but it shows up in some kind of physical real world form because of the very strong earth energies during this full moon. So not only do we have the moon in Virgo and four planets in Capricorn, but then we also have, as we discussed, Venus and Uranus in Taurus. So earth energies are shifting and changing. And I feel that there's something that can knock out the fear, knock out probabilities. It's almost like stop eating sugar, like stop. And this is kind of a figurative thing where the fear is feeding on something in the collective consciousness that is changing because of what we're doing energetically and otherwise to stop it. And this, it's really interesting. I also have felt there's been so many secrets around this virus, and perhaps those will come out, and perhaps that will show up. And I'm also feeling the energy of heroes, whether that is someone or something that has something new to contribute that helps people, whether that's the peace of mind and the body. I'm just getting, okay, so it's kind of like an overlay of a higher consciousness coming in that changes the course of this epidemic or pandemic, as pandemic is a global thing. So we're moving through a week of changing energies that I feel are showing us the power of collective consciousness, as well as the power of the collective unconsciousness, the unconsciousness that roams and exists on the planet. I feel it shifting, and I feel that there's something that could come through that's positive. So please join me in holding that intention and holding that light. I'd also like to send out light to those who at a soul level chose to experience the effects of this virus and the gifts to humanity that they are offering by participating in this current experience. It feels like these are volunteers at a soul level who are saying that humanity doesn't need to experience this. Humanity doesn't need to go down this route. We don't need to have this collective fear unfolding, but it is our responsibility to be in that place of changing the very nuclei, like the core of the virus's energy field. So every time you see one of those images of the coronavirus, because you know they put those on the news or online or in newspapers and they show like a close-up of what it looks like, see it being blasted and transmuted with the violet flame energy, which is a purple, and that is the energy of transmutation. And it transmutes it to a higher place of neutrality. We want to neutralize this energy physically, emotionally, spiritually. And that's something that we can do with the right collective intention. You know, these Capricorn planets are keeping us strong. Mars, Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn are in Capricorn, and it's keeping us focused on what needs to be handled, what needs to be taken care of, and what we need to focus on in our lives. So certainly use that to your advantage right now. As I mentioned, Mars in Capricorn is creating a sextile to the Sun. They have been traveling together over at least a week now. They are separating a bit, but they're still within orb. And this provides the energy to get things done and to take care of business, to move things forward. And it gives that added oomph to the Pisces energy that maybe doesn't want to do anything, which is also okay. But we have work in front of us, and we know it's a big year, and it is a big month. And as I mentioned, I do have a March Soul Growth Astrology program for you. It has 5 individual webinars in it that cover the month of March, including the full moon, the new moon, and the Aries equinox. And then it covers the whole month of March, part 1 and part 2, so that you can look at what's happening this month and how it's showing up in your chart. And so these monthly webinars are more intermediate level. You're meant to understand the basics of astrology already. And then it's understanding how the transiting planets are working in your chart. And then that gives you a heads up of what's unfolding in the month ahead. And it is coupon code Pisces is where you can get all of it for $11. And it's designed to help you know your energy, know what's happening for you every month. And March is a game changer month. As we move through this month, the energies increase. And they're going to keep showing us this new level of consciousness that's emerging in you that you're meant to step into and fully embrace, that you're meant to step out of one aspect or area of your life and step into this new part of your experience that is a true ownership of your own journey. It's a true ownership of what you have learned and what you have healed. There is strong energy this month with Chiron. There's strong energy this month with Saturn, with Pluto, with Jupiter. It's like there's multiple planets that are actually really big this month. And that means we're changing in big ways this month. So please know that we have to definitely take care of ourselves, take care of who we are, what we need now, what is essential, what matters. And that the choice points that come up are meant to be answered at an energetic level. And again, this is getting out of your head. So first we go to our head to solve something, to think it over, to think it through, to ponder ideas, to talk it out. But this is a time of energetic developments that the mind isn't going to be able to honestly or authentically answer. And this is like one of those exercises where somebody asks you questions really quickly and you just give them your immediate first response, right? Like, what's your favorite color? Do you like your mom? Where did you go to school? What food do you want right now? You know, it's like those rapid fire questions. And when you answer it quickly, you get your response. That is the energy right now. What is your truth that is within you energetically? And it's not about thinking it over or thinking it through, because that's going to slow you down. And now they're showing me going into the kitchen and making a mess. It's almost like if you spend too much time in your head, you're going to create a mental mess that's okay, by the way. I mean, spirit accepts this. It's all okay. Whatever you need to do is okay. Like, that's part of how we're unconditionally loved and accepted. And hey, if you need to go into the kitchen and do whatever, or if you need a lot of time in your mind as part of your process, then that's okay. That's who you are. But part of how we're growing is to get out of that energy of thinking that our mind holds all the answers, or that we understand everything we need to do intellectually, therefore it's our truth. This is a bigger energy field that's opening up, and it's showing you some new trajectories of your life. And that's really what March is. It's like, what trajectory are you going to choose? What path is best for you? And can you trust it? Can you trust that you're walking with a loving presence through this time? Can you trust that you're walking supported, loved, cherished, guided? You know, can you trust that? And can you keep going even if it's cloudy or foggy, confusing, challenging, hard, etc.? So a lot of this time, my friends, is to know that we are being challenged and we're supported. But the challenge is in the growth, and you've been growing your whole life. You've been going through different areas of development and ongoing skill mastery your whole life. And now you're looking at some new parts of your experience that are ready to shift and evolve. Now, let me end on a positive note, which is when the sun in Pisces is going to make a lovely sextile to Jupiter in Capricorn. This will happen at 21 degrees. And this is on March 11th. This is the energy of support Jupiter in Capricorn brings in the resources, brings in the opportunities, and says, okay, you've been working really hard at that. Here's your development. Here's your next step. Here's your reward. You've done a great job of trusting. You've really been showing up. You've been walking on a blind path, perhaps, or you've been surrendering and wanting to know what's going to break through. Well, around March 11th, the middle of that week, this is when Jupiter in Capricorn, the earth sign, gives you something that is supportive and solid and says, see, it was worth it. You've done a great job. You know, you're not traveling alone, and there are rewards for sticking to this path. So understand how good things are happening now, and that if you can connect to that part of your energy field that trusts implicitly, because we all have that, we just shut it down. We shut it down in childhood. We shut it down unconsciously. There's things that formulate our experiences and change who we are that shut it down. But there are these morsels of us that trust. And if you can go there and go into that and love that part of yourself, you're going to feel innately invigorated and alive. Like that sense of, I feel alive. I feel ready. I feel like I can handle this. And in fact, I am handling it. So certainly give yourself affirmations for the present moment. I am handling this beautifully now. I am moving through this time to the best of my ability now. I am doing the very best I can, and I love that about myself. These are the things that your mind is good for. Your mind is good for the affirmations, but your mind is no good for kind of the bigger cosmic solutions and problem solving that we've talked about in this show. So thank you so much for joining me. I hope this has given you some good things to consider and sit with. I hope it's reassured you and brought in some new ways of moving through this energy. And as always, it's my joy to connect with you. I will be back on Monday, where we will talk about the Saturn in Aquarius energies part 2. You can certainly check out part 1 that was released on March 2nd. And then we will meet again after the Virgo full moon and talk about the middle of March energies as we move through the Aries equinox. You can find out more about the astrology classes I teach below this podcast. And also go check out mollymccord.online. or ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thank you so much, friends. Always a joy to connect with you. I hope that March is off to a beautiful start, and thank you for traveling with me. I'll see you back here soon.